Before we get started today, I want to remind you that you can tap into the free online training, 8 Ways the Spirit of Offense Attacks. Go to jenniferleclaire.org/events and look for the training on my Eventbrite page. You are going to have your eyes wide open, and you need this because the enemy wants to bring offense to intercessors so that God doesn't hear our prayers. As part of Awakening Prayer Hub's 50-50 campaign, we're praying for one state each week until Election Week 2024. It's a critical time to pray for the U.S., and each state plays a key role in the Union. Join the campaign at awakeningprayerhubs.com/5050. Known prophetically as the pure atmosphere state, Montana's economy today is dominated by agriculture, forestry, mining, energy production, and services. Native Americans were the first inhabitants of the area to become known as the state of Montana, and the discovery of gold brought many prospectors into the area in the 1860s. Montana became a territory in 1864, and the rapid influx of people led to boom towns that grew rapidly and declined just as quickly when the gold ran out. Montana today is often referred to as Big Sky Country. It's known for abundant wildlife, skiing, Native American culture, huckleberries, mountains, famous battlefields, ranching, and long winters. Montana also has a danger element. In Montana, you have everything from grizzly bears colliding with wildlife while driving, violent crime, and the potential of the Yellowstone volcano erupting. Montana, of course, faces other challenges, some of the same as we face in every state, but the top issues of concern are state infrastructure projects and the lack of affordable housing. On top of that, listen to this, 1 in 12 Montanians and 28400, that's 28,400 children, face food insecurity. They're hungry. That's happening in Montana, in a U.S. state. This is not some third world country. This is in our nation here in the U.S. With Montana's population increasing 22% since the year 2000 and vehicle traffic increasing 30% between 2000 and 2019, the transportation issues are real. You've seen the infrastructure crises in different areas, so this is a real problem. And of course, you have drug use and everything else that we all have, but listen, this week we're praying for Montana. So let's pray. How do we pray? Well, we always start off with repentance. We're going to repent for all abortion practices, covenant breaking among the Native Americans, past battles fought in the territory, and of course, idolatry. We want to pray for reversal of abortion access in Montana and bind the spirit of death. We want to loose the spirit of life. We always decree justice and righteousness will be the foundation of every state in our union. That, of course, includes Montana. I want to pray for the healthcare system. And, you know, there's a $2.5 billion budget surplus. And so there's, you know, places that money needs to go. How about helping the poor, the oppressed, the hungry, the widow, the orphan? Let's get biblical. We want to pray for righteous rulership. We want to pray for the elections in Montana. I mean, it goes on and on. And we want to pray, though, for revival and awakening in Montana. I want to pray for the church in Montana. I want to pray for the Word of God and biblical values to be the foundation of all educational institutions in the state. Come against that humanism, secular humanism that's trying to pervert the minds of our kids. We want to plead the blood of Jesus over the schools and university campuses and bless those that curse the children of God. Ultimately, we want to see revival, awakening, and transformation in the state of Montana. It's going to take consistent prayer. Whether you live there or you live somewhere else, we want to see you join Awakening Prayer Hubs officially. If you want to go deeper with us in prayer for revival and other major issues in cities around the world, you can join us officially. You just have to be willing to pray 30 minutes a month. Come on, guys. That's not much to give, but it will make a big difference. Awakening Prayer Hubs is looking for 1,000 prayer warriors to raise up as prayer leaders in the nation. So launch a hub, join a hub, or sponsor a hub at awakeningprayerhubs.com.